Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Maybe I'll yell a little bit louder. No, it's a good thing to come in fellowship. But as you can see, I went out to the track meet to Gettysburg yesterday. Found a little bit of sun. who knew that sunscreen could be a tax write-off? I'm just kidding. I obviously don't use sunscreen, but. We're going to start off our worship service this morning with a few announcements. If you want to look to your bulletin, there's plenty there going on. I'm going to highlight a couple. Today, for Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day, by the way, if I didn't get you coming through the door, we are going to have a program starting at 11:30 here in the sanctuary, so we'll dismiss for class at 11:30. Come in here, and we'll have a fun time honoring our mothers and the people here as well. Also, a couple staff, the VBS staff meeting is going to be on May 18th at 6 o'clock. There will be pizza. If you're planning on helping with VBS, we'll go over a lot of different things. If you're still not sure if you're going to help with VBS and you're wondering about it, please let me know so I can order your shirts and get those made and all that stuff going on. And if you want to know more about what we're going to be doing, you could show up then too and know more about that. Also, you see in your bulletin, there's an insert. And you can register today, as you saw on the sign pulling, and hopefully as well. Scan that QR code, register your kids. We've got quite a few kids. I'd like to say we're going to get full really fast, but can we really get full? We'll just shove a few more in there, and we'll make it work. But if you could, so we could plan accordingly, get your kids registered and ready to come to that. As well as for help, if you are like, well, I just can't show up. I can't take work off all that week. Totally makes sense. I totally get that. I'm not bashing you for that or anything. But if you would like to help anyway, Janet Carroll is in charge of the kitchen, and she's going to be in the fellowship hall or in the kitchen during fellowship time. She's got cards that you can go and pick stuff up at Kessler's or Walmart or wherever you want to go, and you can go and get stuff for that week if you would like to do that, or if you would like to just donate some money and then she can go do it. However that works for you. We just wanted to make another opportunity for you guys to be able to help out if you would so choose. That would be greatly appreciated because all that stuff adds up quite a bit pretty fast. So, also, there you can see the thank you from Lucas and Megan Hall. I'll let you guys read through that. There's a congregational meeting on May 17th to discuss the Constitution. The bridal shower on the 22nd and VBS volunteers needed said that, and then the baby bottle fundraiser. They're on that rectangular table out along the wall. You grab those, put check, cash, change, fill them up, bring them back, and on Mother's Day or before, and then we take them to the Plus One Pregnancy Center out there and here, and they do a lot of good things for the community. And Victory Center Bible Camp is still available for some camps and different things like that. They're going to be our missionary for VBS, so we'll be able to have Steve Pyatt here on Friday to explain some things that camp does and the opportunity to be able to go. So with all of those, we're going to go to our call to worship, which is from 2 Corinthians 5, 14 and 15. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died, and he died for all, that those who may live no longer live for themselves, but for him who, for their sake, died and was raised.
Please stand and join in singing hymn number 560. For the beauty of the earth, 560, and your hymnals are up on the screen.
Oh,
I blame that on Darcy. She was talking to me and making fun of my face again, you know. It's about how it works. This is our time to bring some praises to the Lord and give some updates on different things going on. If you guys seen the emails about Mike Bryan and Heidi Heeb, that's Jay Heeb's sister. They live out in Rapid. She had surgery on her gallbladder and still isn't doing well. So if we could keep her in our prayers, as well as Mike Bryan, the treatments that he's going through are pretty tough on him too. So they definitely need our prayers as well. Jason's niece, Jason Watts' niece, Sophie, is hopefully going to get out of the hospital tomorrow and doing better. So that's a praise, but still a long road ahead through that surgery that she had and all of that. Also, Omar gave us a request. He's having problems from an old herniated disc injury, and it's causing weakness in his legs. So they would be very thankful for prayers, and he's doing physical therapy and Miller for that, and hopefully that'll fix it, and if not, they'll take next steps going forward. So with those updates, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dylan, Father, I thank you for the opportunity we have to even come into a building on a day set aside to worship you. Lord, I thank you for who you are to us. I thank you for the God that you are, that is able to sympathize and to work with us, even when we are still sinners. You still sent your son to die on the cross for us. Lord, I thank you for that. I don't know what else to say besides that. There's no words for the sacrifice that was for us, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to have a relationship through that with you. Lord, I just thank you for the ability to come and worship you because of that. Lord, I thank you for all the people that you've put into our lives, Lord, especially mothers on a day like today. Help us to be able to honor our mothers and our kids as well through that, and just help us to honor you through all of those different things that we do this afternoon, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the ability to be able to bring these requests, Lord. I thank you for Mike Bryan. I thank you for his witness and his ability to keep a good attitude going through the stuff that he's going through, Lord. I just pray that you would be able to come alongside him and give him strength, give his wife strength and his family strength, Lord, as they go through this time. Lord, I just pray that you'd put your healing hand upon them and just protect them as they deal with these situations. Lord, I just pray for Heidi and her family as well. Different surgeries going on. Lord, I just pray that you would watch over and protect them as they go through this time, and help this time to be able to be something that brings you closer to them and them closer to you, Lord, and just help them to focus on you. Lord, I thank you for a praise of a good surgery and a little better of recovery, Lord, for Sophie. I just thank you for the opportunity that that family has to be able to share your love and your gospel to the nurses and the doctors there. And Lord, I just pray that through this time that they would be able to use this to glorify you in all that they do. Lord, I just thank you for all the people that we are able to send out for our missionaries, Lord, especially the Smeeds, Lord. I just pray that you would continue to bless their ministry and what they do. Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity that we have to be able to support the ministry we have here in this community through giving, as well as the missionaries that we have all around the world, Lord. I just pray that you would bless this offering that we're about to take, Lord, and just use it for your honor and glory. And I just pray these things in your son's name. Amen. Thank you.
was so good. Today's Mother's Day, and I think I've said this before, but a mother isn't just a mother to her own children. She mothers in a million different ways through every day, through her life. And whether you're a biological mother, adopted mother, no, doesn't give birth to any children, you're still a mother because that's who God created us to be, mother to the earth, mother to other people, come alongside other mothers and love them. And so happy Mother's Day to every woman in this church. We're gonna stand, we're gonna sing praises to the Lord, so please join us.
Oh, song we're doing this morning. And we do, once again, want to wish a very happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, whether you're watching with us, here with us this morning or watching online. As I was picking songs this week, there aren't really songs that are about mothers as far as worship goes, but there's a lot in these songs that really describe, or they help describe, the love of a mother, because I think that a mother's love is a lot like the love of Christ. You know, think about the sacrifices that a mother makes. She doesn't just get to do what she wants whenever she wants. It's all about taking care of her children or her children's friends or grandchildren or other kids that have become like children. And it's really something truly special that a mother does. You know, and these songs that we've just sang, they have a lot of things that describe how a mother is. You know, she's a place of comfort for her kids. You know, even security. When a kid is sad or they hurt themselves, they go looking for their mother. You know, when something's wrong, I want mom. You know, that's just, it's in our nature, I guess. But it's just something I was thinking about this morning in these songs that we're singing. You know, it's I hope that you as mothers can recognize that, and then keep in practice that sacrificial love that is really an imitation of the love of Christ that's in you. But let's go on and sing our last song.
I hope my shepherd will defend me. promise that we have that our sins have been defeated through the death of Christ on the cross and through his resurrection. We thank you for the hope that we have of knowing that our eternity is secure. In Jesus' name, amen.